Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Friday, May 3rd. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning, just what you need to start your day. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Corn was able to make its highest close in 3 months yesterday as funds started to cover their shorts and new longs entered the market. A shrinking Argentina crop, a very wet start to May in the U.S. and Europe, and issues with the finish in some parts of Brazil has caught the attention of traders. At the end of the day, corn, wheat, and soybeans all closed higher. Heavy rain over the last 3 days in southern Brazil has caused epic flooding and is thought to have trimmed at least 1.5 to 2 million metric tons from the soybean crop in Rio Grande do Sul. RGDS is the second largest soybean producing state in Brazil and has an estimated 7 million metric tons of beans still in the fields when the heavy rain started. Record-setting rainfall caused a hydroelectric dam to burst, worsening flooding and knocking out power to thousands of people. In addition to the rain impacting the crops in the fields, bridges and roads have been wiped out throughout the state, crippling any grain movement. The issues in southern Brazil have spilled over into Argentina as well, with heavy rainfall in northern parts of the country reported. It's not necessarily the rain causing issues in Argentina, though. It is disease, with another cut to the corn crop outlook made yesterday by the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. Leafhoppers across the country have flourished, spreading spiroplasma disease and cutting the production outlook in a big way. In yesterday's update, the group took their corn estimate down 46.5 million metric tons to 3 million metric tons on the month. If realized, this is almost 10 million metric tons below their February estimate and almost 15 million metric tons below the private production figures that many were using in January. In the U.S., heavy rain has shut down planting progress across much of the Corn Belt. Planting pace is said to vary greatly, even between farms within miles of each other, with more rain on the way. The forecast looks to stay wet through at least the 12th of May, with multiple rounds of moisture expected to start the month. A transition to dryness is expected as we cross over into the middle of the month, though forecasters remain worried that the drier trend could be short-lived. In addition to issues with disease and potential crop write-downs, crush plants and exporters in Argentina are bracing for another strike on Monday. This strike is expected to impact many industries across the country, with brokers reporting rail and truck traffic will be affected this time in addition to crush plants and ports. This is a sister strike to the oilseed processor strike reported early in the week, which ended abruptly, apparently so they could join the rest of the nation's unions in walking out next week. Export sales of soybeans jumped week to week while corn sales fell, according to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Soybean sales to overseas buyers in a week that ended on April 25th were reported at 414,000 metric tons, according to USDA. That's up 96% from the previous week and up 45% from the prior four-week average. Egypt was a big buyer at 146,000 tons, followed by Indonesia at 112,000 tons and Japan at 92,800 tons. Taiwan bought 26,300 tons and Colombia purchased 25,600 tons. Exports for the week came in at 269,100 tons, down 36% from the previous week and the lowest since the marketing year started on September 1st. Corn sales in the meantime dropped 42% from the previous week and dropped 1% from the average, according to USDA. Japan bought 267,400 tons, Mexico purchased 190,800 tons, South Korea bought 140,700 tons, Colombia was in for 50,400 tons, and Nicaragua bought 27,600 tons. The total would have been higher, but an unnamed country canceled orders for 16,600 tons. Exports for the week totaled 1.38 million tons, down 19% from the previous week. Wheat sales for the 2023 to 2024 marketing year that ends on May 31st were reported at 20,300 tons, down considerably week to week and from the prior four-week average, according to USDA. Nigeria purchased 33,000 tons. Colombia was in for 22,000 tons. Italy bought 19,700 tons. Indonesia took 10,000 tons and Mexico bought 6,500 tons. An unnamed country nixed shipments of 115,000 tons and Ecuador canceled orders for 20,000 tons. For the 2024 to 2025 marketing year, sales came in at 406,900 metric tons. Wheat sales for the week through April 25th totaled 508,600 tons, down 11% from the previous week, according to USDA. Now in livestock, cattle had a strong open and higher trade throughout the day yesterday. Initial support came from good beef exports totaling 22,500 metric tons, which was a marketing year high. Then there was the announcement that no avian flu matter was found in ground beef that had been tested. On top of that, cash cattle began trading $1 to $2 higher. Traders supported the market aggressively, but maybe not as aggressively as one would have thought based on not finding traces of avian flu in ground beef. There remains the matter of consumer perception and whether this will put the concern of the avian flu in beef behind us. It certainly is a step in the right direction. The weakness of boxed beef remains a concern. Choice was down 64 cents and select was down 9 cents. In weather notes now here today, flood warnings are in effect for several counties in northern Missouri this morning, according to the National Weather Service. The flood warnings remain in effect until Tuesday. The Rio Grande will reach 35.1 feet near Sumner, Missouri, early Saturday. That's well above the flood stage of 26 feet, according to the agency. Near Pattonsburg, the river overnight hit 28.7 feet, topping flood level of 25 feet, but is expected to recede throughout the weekend. In eastern Iowa, scattered thunderstorms are expected late tonight with gusty winds and lightning being the biggest hazards. The storms may linger tomorrow and could return late Monday into Tuesday. Checking in with the markets now on the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans, soybean meal, soybean oil, and all wheat contracts are off to a higher start on this Friday morning. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle is trading lower. Feeders and lean hogs are also trading lower. Crude oil is trading lower. The gold and silver contracts are lower this morning. And on Wall Street, the NASDAQ is trading higher. That is the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Friday, May 3rd. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in the Three Big Things article on agriculture.com.